What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You guys, we are so excited. I'm not even gonna try to act cool and hide it like I'm so casual and blasé. I'm so excited that literally our favorite person on the interwebs and beyond, Mr. Kate, is here on Overshare.
So what comes to mind when you're like, oh, I either shouldn't have watched that or it was like, that was traumatizing and now you like get flashbacks from it still? Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Overshare, the podcast. I'm Lily here with Jocelyn, and Hello. We're going to be also having Mr. Kate on later as our guest. And I'm so excited just because I miss her. And I feel like this is a nice excuse to get to hang out with our friend and pretend that it's just work related.
I'm honestly going to be real. This is the most excited for an episode that I've been because she is like the biggest ray of sunshine on the planet. But before we get to that, what are you over, Lil?
Oh, God. First segment.
So, over it.
What she said.
What am I over? Well, I probably have said that I'm over this before, but it's a perpetual overness that I have. My hormonal acne.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
Guys, if you're unfamiliar, I started this journey with just hormonal acne. So, it's only on my like jaw and around my mouth. Nowhere else. The rest of my skin's best it's ever been. But it started, at the young age of 29.
So weird.
28,
that's
maybe.
So weird.
I specifically actually remember, like, the exact time that it got to a point that I was like, this is something I've never dealt with before. What's going on? And it was when you and me had left our Airbnb we had been at for the Clever London shoot.
Oh, yes.
Which was just
that was the worst story. That's like literally an episode we should do.
No one's fault. It was just a bad Airbnb advertisement.
Disgusting. But,
it was real dirty, and we finally made it to the promised land and got to this hotel. And do you remember it? That well. Also, this was like a real. It wasn't even a hotel. It was like a members only club kind of situation where it's like. Mostly like rich business people that would like be in town and stay over. And it was, what did they call it?
It's like a members only club.
It was called bedrooms or what didn't they call them?
Yes. Like, they referred to the hotel room as a bedroom, which is similar to Soho
chambers.
House. Soho House has the same thing at some of their club locations or whatever they're called. Where you stay in bedrooms and that's what they call them, but they're just like hotel rooms.
Yeah. And not like a creepy, it's not like it doesn't feel like a bed and breakfast or anything. It's very much still a real hotel room and a very nice one at that, with very, very nice bathrooms, which was a great change from the Airbnb we had been in. And I remember that one had, Jocelyn, I know, is a big fan of sitting on the floor in the shower. I am a big fan of baths, but this one didn't have a bath, but it did have the shower that like, it was like, it was like an infinity shower. Do you remember that it was like slanted almost? Like it had...
I don't remember the shower, which is weird because I feel like I typically do have these sorts of unnecessary memories.
It was top notch. I think I just remember because I was kind of sick at this time too. I just remember I'd been laying down on the floor, like just letting the water hit me for a while. And then finally I get up And I look in the mirror and I look up close in there. Like they have like five mirrors that are all like different magnifications. So you can like have them at you from all angles. And I look in the mirror and I have, it was like little tiny whiteheads, but they were so small, but they did look like I could pop them. So
you I did. Tried
to pop them and some of them did, some of them didn't. And then it just turned into like a bunch of like red bumps that were irritated from me trying to pop them. And then it just escalated from there. And it was like, so at the beginning, I guess it wasn't even like cystic ones. Now it's only really cystic ones and they just pop up out of nowhere and they hurt so bad. And the only way to make them stop hurting is to pick them, but you're not supposed to pick because look. So then I just recently, which this is, I'm combining this with a share well as well. But I have basically have like open wounds on my face that'll last like a month or two. Specifically, this past one has been over a month and it's like two spots in particular. I started using those little sticker.
Oh my gosh, Zit Stickas. They're amazing.
What? I mean, I don't, not that brand specifically, but.
But whatever.
Any of the hydrocolloid. I don't know.
Is that what it's called?
There's a specific kind, yeah. And it's not like one that has like the acne medication. It's the kind that like draws out the oil and dirt. So
oh, interesting.
TMI, but the stuff that has been coming out of my face.
Oh my gosh, take pictures. I love that kind of stuff.
It's real gross. But it is so validating because the amount, like they'll be open wounds, but only because I will keep picking them because stuff, like they keep popping and stuff keeps coming out. I'm convinced what happened was like TMI. I guess this is called overshare, but.
Oh my gosh, tell me more. I love this kind of zit stuff.
Oh my God. I'm convinced that like it was like zits that maybe I popped and got some of it out, but not all of it. And then it just like closed up and then more skin grew on top of it. And I think that mixed with like little tiny ingrown hairs. I literally I've been replacing the stickers multiple times a day. I probably spent like $300. Not that's a lie because these are pretty cheap. They're $6 a piece, but I buy like four packs at a time and they have 30 things in them. I use all of them because I'll put them on any place as long as the skin is kind of broken. So there's somewhere for it to like suck it out.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't as spots that you think are totally fine. I'll take it off in the morning and it's like,
but what, like, what does it look like? Like, are you finding like a tooth or like a twin or like a skeleton of like your former self?
Sometimes it's like, I want to say like pus almost.
Oh my gosh.
But like sometimes like little, like I want to say like specks of dirt or like a little tiny hair, like something that's like,
ooh,
cause I also will like kind of pull them off like fast, almost like I'm like waxing it off. But basically, like my face a week ago was a disaster. And then I've been using these like multiple times a day and it just keeps pulling stuff out. And I'm like, well, that's why I keep picking it because there is stuff in there. But this is just getting it out in a clean, closed environment.
Wow. So, oh my gosh. I just discovered Zit Stickas, which is another brand, I guess. Last week. Yeah, go find them. I want to see what they look like. Bring me one that's used because I'm that gross. But honestly, this reminds me of Pimple Popper, which I'm obsessed with her Instagram. And I just can't get enough.
There's two kinds.
Okay, there's two kinds.
There's this. They do the same thing.
Where do you buy these, by the way?
CVS.
Okay.
And they're both like four or five. It's like $4 to $6 a package. And one has 30, one has 36. These ones are in the shape of, guys, if you're watching the video, I'm showing a picture of this. They're just called hydrocolloid.
Yeah.
Pimple Patches, Spa Life is the brand. These ones come in hearts and stars that are pink. I didn't realize that when I first bought it because most of them are clear. So you could like maybe kind of go somewhere if they're pretty noticeable regardless. But at first I was kind of like, that's stupid. Why would you want that? Because then I just have like pink stickers all over my face. But I have to say the shapes of these actually do end up helping like cover certain parts.
Okay.
But if you want just plain circle ones, this one is called Peach Slices is the brand. Acne Spot Dots. And they come in three different sizes. So there's like a big one, a medium one, and a small one because that's what three sizes are. Are clear ones.
What's funny is that I was posting about, like, I had a huge zit, which was definitely hormonal, right here. Like, you can still kind of see it. Did not touch it at all, whatsoever. And it was, like, going down, but it was, like, the darkest brown. I didn't pick it. I didn't do anything. So Zitstica, that brand, they sent me something that's called like Fade Away or something, which once a zit is gone, it changes the color. It fades the color, which whole other issue to deal with, honestly.
Well, that's because now that's especially from where I picked it. That's my over it is basically how long it's taking to get all this stuff out. But I also am like feeling very optimistic because I think more stuff has come out of my face than... Like, I feel like it's stuff that has been causing them to keep coming back. So hopefully I can.
Interesting. Keep me posted. I'm very curious about these stickers. My over it is sort of beauty related too, which is so funny because we got our start together hosting a beauty show. So hair removal. And my friend Sierra Schultze, who's been on the show, the YouTube version, has been talking about this a lot lately.
Can Have you seen this? No, but in the process of this entire like ordeal, which honestly, guys, I'm not even kidding. This is like, I would say 85% of the reason I have not posted in so long. It's because like, not only is it embarrassing and you can't cover it up, but it hurts. And it's like, just, it's the worst. But I literally did even at one point because some of it felt like it was ingrown hairs almost. I took our Joy
razor,
the wax face strips, and I did it, but like on skin that was already broken. But because I felt like there was stuff in there, and it did help. I think it made it worse before it got better. But I had to do it. And it was so fucking painful. But
ouch! Oh my gosh.
Sorry for interrupting.
Well, no, that's okay. So Sierra has been posting a lot of stuff lately that's really gotten me thinking about like gender norms that I don't agree with and hair removal. So like people will be like, oh, girls are so like, and not me. I mean, if you want to grow body hair everywhere, go for it. Like do you, but it's weird how there's like a stigma for women who want to like grow out their armpit hair or their leg hair. And like, we never look at a man and we're like, oh, that's weird or that seems dirty or gross or whatever, right? No, does that bug you?
No, it is so funny you say that because I genuinely saw a picture of someone this morning that was a guy and it was them in a bathing suit from behind and they had a lot of back hair.
Uh-huh.
And I thought to myself,
But it's just like...
For me, it has nothing to do... Like, I guess yes, gender norms. I'm used to guys having hairy legs and armpits, I guess, and not girls. But in general, hair, I don't like hair. Like,
right. So I think it's like,
I'm not ever getting rid of my hair for the gender norms. I'm getting rid of it because, like, I don't want it.
And I think that's what it all comes down to, right? Like, why are you removing your body hair? That is what I feel like is the question.
Ask yourself that question.
You really should, because I think if a lot of women ask themselves that question, they will say, because my partner doesn't like me with leg hair. My partner thinks it's gross. Or like people won't think I'm pretty or people won't think I'm hot. Now, for me personally, I'll tell you the reason I removed my body hair is because I feel so sweaty with more body hair. It makes me feel hot.
I just
sweaty.
Feel like dirtier. Like I feel
clean. I just feel sweaty.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like But I have a question though. Would you like... If it was, like, if your reason was for your significant other, because they preferred it, like, would you not do, like, if that was the only reason, is that not enough?
I think it would depend on, like...
It depends on the relationship, I guess, but, like, if that was something that, like, if, like, I didn't really care either way, but, like, they preferred it, like, if I, for example, preferred that my future boyfriend didn't have, like, a super hairy back, and there was, like, a quick way we could take care of that, would he do that for me?
Well, here's let's flip flop it. Let's do this. What if Chris came to me
and told you not to shave your legs
and was like, "I don't want you to shave at all. I just want you all covered." And by the way, I'm very hairy. I have a mustache. My hair is this dark, so it's not like your hair, which is like baby blonde peach fuzz. No. My body hair is black. Okay, so if he came to me and was like, "I would really like it if you would just like fully let everything just like straight up grow, like the way you were created."
But I did preface the last one saying, "If you didn't care either way."
Oh, if I didn't care either way, I'd be like, "Yeah, sure, we can try it out."
Like
it's hair,
it's because like the having hair is not comfortable for us, so it's like that's sacrificing something. If you like, if it's like, "Oh God, I have to spend 10 more minutes doing it," but like how it feels, you don't really care. I feel like, you know, if it's going to make him happy, why not?
Yes.
But like, no, if it's like something you don't want to do and it's like uncomfortable, no.
No, I think obviously
it better be a huge benefit, and then you better be getting something in return.
I don't know. It just really got me thinking about it, and like how I guess I always have kind of thought about it because you and I specifically have talked a lot about body hair removal over the narrative of our time working together. Well,
because we've also had it done a lot. Another question before Kate joins us. Do you pop Chris's zits?
You know what's funny is he does not really get.
Of course he doesn't.
No, I mean, actually, it's not even funny. Did I tell you that we did like genetic testing? Like you do that like for your preconception appointment when you want to have a baby. And they tested us to see like what sort of genetic defects we have. And like everybody
just figure out how to let him be pregnant. So he can.
And like they, you know, everybody has something in their DNA mostly. Except Chris Reese, who is genetically perfect. But he does let me pop them when he does have them.
Like a good back one, maybe.
He doesn't ever really get them on his back. But, like, he has a little one here right now. But he's like, we can't touch it. We can't touch it. It'll get messed up.
Well, especially if it's, like, one once in a while. Like, then it's like you wouldn't go in. I always think about that because I feel like I see girlfriends like Megan. I know always does mods. Megan will do mine, too, if I ever
She loves that.
It would be such an issue for me because I go so deep on mine. Like literally I'll walk out of the bathroom and if I'm like holding the tissue that I was dabbing away, the blood literally looks like a massacre happened.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like I would go into someone else's and like
ruin that.
We'd like leave the room and they'd be like, what's going on? And I'm like,
you're like, so the thing is, we need to go to the ER because you need stitches now.
Literally. Like, well, I got a little tweezer happy, Anna.
Oh my gosh. Well, we could talk about hair removal, zits, ingrown hairs for days and days. I guess the moral of that story is if you're listening, just do whatever you want to for yourself. But Mr. Kate is joining us, and like, I'm too excited to hang out with her.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You guys, we are so excited. I'm not even going to try to act cool and hide it like I'm so casual and blasé. I'm so excited that literally our favorite person on the interwebs and beyond, Mr. Kate, is here on Overshare.
Yay!
Dare I say this is my first public appearance since giving the birth? Oh, no. Sorry. Never mind. That's the second one. I blacked out that I was Alpha at the Streamies.
Also, you were like on graduation with Michelle Obama. So.
Oh yeah, that. But that was like social distancing. I was in my living room. But yeah,
me and Michelle appreciate the fact that you even thought though that that might be the case. But yeah, you're a mom now. I feel like we haven't gotten to hang out since you're a mom. I still have present that I bought you. How old is Moon now?
Oh, he just turned 13 months. He's 13.
Well, you know, better late than never. I have present for you still sitting on the table.
I can't even believe you got me something. You don't even have to. That's very sweet. Thanks.
But we have to talk about Moon's sense of style. Because I'm not kidding you. I want all his old clothes.
Sense of style or his beautiful cherub face? Oh, I don't know if I've ever seen a more beautiful child in my entire life.
Oh, thank you. I know I'm it's so hilarious how when you're not a parent and you like see people talk about how cute their kid is and you're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But yes, now
that's
I
that's not the case with him like, though. Like he is that cute.
Thank you. Yeah, he's pretty cute. Literally like 2 minutes before I got on here with you guys, we had like a poop explosion.
Ooh, so, fun.
Yeah. So even I can vouch for even his poops are cute. it was like a whole thing. But yeah,
he seems like, right? He seems very like calm and just kind of like taking everything in all the time. He's very inquisitive. Like it's just kind of
Yeah, he's a Gemini like I am. And so I feel like we're like kind of two-faced. Like we have like our like extrovert side and then we have like our super introvert side.
Not a bad two-faced though.
No, like a it's like a twin thing, right? Gemini's the twin. I don't know. So yeah, we're now when we hang out, me and him, we're four people.
So oh my gosh, it's so fun. What a party.
I mean, now with social distancing, he's the only person I'm hanging out with besides Joey.
Well, speaking of being children, yes. Shall we get into today's topic?
Absolutely.
So, Kate, me and Joss have discussed our childhood movies that traumatized us. I believe Jocelyn's was My Girl for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And mine was The Little Princess.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's a good movie. And that's the thing about like my traumatizing stuff is stuff that I enjoyed. But now I look back and I'm like, why? That wasn't okay. Why was I watching that when I was five? So what comes to mind when you're like, oh, I either shouldn't have watched that or it was like that was traumatizing. And now you like get flashbacks from it still.
Well, you know, I'm weird, as we all know. And I wasn't allowed to watch TV until last year. Until like junior high, high school.
Wait. Didn't your dad own?
No, he didn't own. No, my dad
was like very high up.
He worked at HBO. Yeah, he like be. I mean, that was when I was in high school. But yeah, he became the CEO of HBO.
Oh my god! You couldn't watch TV.
And I wasn't allowed to watch TV. And it's so funny because kids at school like knew that he worked at HBO and would be like, oh, can you get me like free cable, blah, blah, blah. That was never.
You're like, what's cable?
Yeah. I was like, well, I don't even watch it. But no, it was because I went to a Waldorf school where they like discourage kids from watching anything. I was allowed one VHS, of course, because I'm old. VHS tape a week on Saturday. Very exciting. Could go to Blockbuster, pick it out, you know. So anyway, that's backstory. But I think it was junior high, I was allowed to watch Dawson's Creek because I had friends at school that were also watching it. Because like there were different grades of parental concern over the TV thing. So some friends had super lax parents. So,
that's it for sure. I had friends that like couldn't watch MTV, but they'd like go to your house so they could see.
Yeah, exactly. So I was allowed to watch Dawson's Creek. And I feel like it maybe wasn't the best thing for me as sort of an introduction to media at the same time as being hormonal. And I would say the reason it traumatized me is because I started wearing baby tees. Oh, you guys remember when you would buy like actual babies?
That was t-shirts. Very, very against our dress codes, though. No midriffs.
Oh, no. Well, Waldorf school, you could wear whatever you wanted. Like, they wanted the kids to express themselves.
I mean, no TV. No TV, but midriffs are fine.
But exposed nipples, little areola, you know. Totally okay. But, yeah, I was allowed to wear baby tees. And I remember I bought the smallest size I could buy. And it was so tight in the armpit.
Oh, my gosh. Chafing. So much chafing.
Because it's meant for baby arms.
But you also are so small.
Yeah, but I'm not a baby.
Oh, my gosh, Kate. Maybe this is where my obsession with Moon's clothes stems from. The 90s.
Baby tees.
Do you guys remember those ones that you would buy that were all scrunched that would stretch out?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Those were just like never flattering on anyone.
No. Limited to.
They also sell them at CVS. And like, honestly, anything that's sold at CVS. Actually, I just bought a hat there. Never mind. I was going to say it's a bad idea, but it's not.
Oh, my God. Anyway, continue.
But yeah, I feel like that was. It was such like a weird thing because I became so obsessed. It was like the only thing I was allowed to watch. So I just became so obsessed with it. And like, it was such like a moody show, you know? And like, it was at that time where like, you're just hormonal. And I, the only TV that we had was that was this like tiny little one in like my mom's sewing room. So I would go into my mom's sewing room on like, what was it, like Thursday night or something and watch.
Important question though, because I mean, I watched this show too. I was so pissed off that I didn't live like on a riverbank. I was so mad. I was like, I can't get in my rowboat and go over to my hypothetical boyfriend's house. But were you team Dawson or team Pacey?
I was team Pacey, if I remember correctly. Because he was like the funny one. I feel like I always went for like the funny guys.
I was like a little too young for it, but my sister watched it. So I definitely like would tune in occasionally. And I feel like I was team Pacey just because he wasn't as annoying. And now I feel like I just think of it and it's like that gif of Dawson like doing the crying when he like. But I don't remember finding either of them attractive though.
Oh my gosh, they were such babes.
Like, if we're going for like 90s heartthrobs, I was much more like JTT than I was Dawson or Pacey.
Oh, well, yeah, JTT. You know who 90s heartthrob that I will never live down? Keanu Reeves. I totally had serve him on my wall.
I can see it back in the day. I've never, not ever been my type, but I'll give it to you.
But wait, which Keanu? Like, what did you like him in?
I don't remember the exactly. Matrix.
Those tiny sunglasses for so long.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, what? There was some romantic comedy it had to have been. It wasn't like Speed or anything like that. It had to have been some romantic comedy. I don't remember. And Chris O'Donnell too, Mad Love. Oh my God.
Yes.
I don't even
know. Drew Barrymore was so cute in that movie.
I loved Freddie Prinze Jr.
Oh, yes, of course. Can't hardly wait. But wait, oh my gosh, Kate. Did you ever like audition for Dawson's Creek? Like a guest star role?
I got like the acting bug, as they say, in high school. But again, my parents.
When you found out TV existed?
Yeah. It was more for the musicals that I got to do in high school. But no, my parents were like, there's no way you're going to. Because my mom was an actress when she was younger. So she had this whole. She was an actress when she was in college and did like commercials and stuff and had such a bad experience watching all the stage moms bring like their kids to the auditions, or like when she would book something and be the young mom and have to be around these kids that were just like miserable. They were either miserable or they were like creepily
like way
adults.
Too into it.
Yeah. Like just too grown up. And so they were like, no, you can't do it until you're in college, basically. So
but honestly,
and Dawson's Creek was way over by then.
Oh, that's so sad. But I mean, honestly, I still literally, I'll never forget. Chris and I were like, let's rewatch Entourage. This is literally like last year. And we're watching and I was like, is that Kate on Entourage? And I totally forgot. You're like a character on that show the entire time. You're like the most famous person I know. You are. You're in a power couple. It's crazy.
Oh my God. Well, yeah, wait. Because we talk about this all the time too, but also this was off camera, I think, before we started recording, that I was commenting, lean to the side so people could see. Oh. I was like, what are those bee trophies that are there? And she said that those are, what are they from?
The Boston Music Award.
From Joey's music days when he was in the band The Click Five, which, you guys, if you haven't heard Just the Girl, literally, that song comes on my shuffle all the time, and I leave it on, sing along, and then I only realize halfway through that I know him.
Yeah, the drummer. Yeah, yeah. No, I know. It's so weird. I think about the moment that I saw Joey for the first time, and it was in a music video, in one of his music videos, and he was crawling alongside a laundry cart.
Crawling?
What? Yeah, it was, like, in the video, they were, like, hiding from, like, the fans, but it's, like, and it was, like, a Beatles-esque video, because they sort of have like the Beatle thing going on.
Yeah,
like,
their hair,
the bowl cut, they wear like suits, all matching suits. And so, yeah, it was like they were like in a hotel, like hiding from like the crazy girl fans that were like running through the hallways looking for them. And he was like creeping alongside a laundry cart. And I remember being like, oh my gosh, he's really cute. And then later on, I posted this movie that his band was in, and they were like the heartthrobs in the movie. And
Wasn't it like their movie?
It was like, I mean, they played the band in the movie, but they weren't playing themselves. And also because they had the lead singer and they wanted Joey to be the other like love interest. So it was two girls. Danielle Monáe.
Oh, yeah.
It was one of the leads. They made Joey be the bass player in the movie, even though he's technically the drummer in The Click Five. So, you know, he has inside characters.
Yeah. So much acting.
Oh my God. That's how I like know that that's how you guys met, but I definitely have never seen the movie. And I feel like I might need to go dig that out.
Is it on Netflix?
Oh, I don't know. It might be.
How big is your part in it?
Well, she's the star. Villain. No, I'm the villain in it. Yeah, the bitchy popular girl. That
do you have their lives. Any kind of romance with Joey, or you just happen to meet on set?
No, yeah, we just met on set. Oh, and he tells me the story when he was watching, because I had to get my hair caught on fire in the school auditorium in the movie. I was giving like...
So you're a stunt person too.
Yeah, I actually had to... No, I didn't have a stunt person in this one. I had a stunt head, though. It was like a fake head that they actually lit on fire. And then they put me out with in the movie, I'm put out with like a fire extinguisher, but it was filled with cream, like whipped cream. And I literally smelled like rotten, spoiled milk for like 2 days. And then we were at this school. We shot the movie in Salt Lake City, Utah. So random. We were at this real school in the auditorium, and Joey was in the audience that day, just in like, he was just there like watching. And he's like, I remember thinking you were such a good actress. When meanwhile, I was just standing there getting my hair, like pretending to get my hair caught.
I mean, it shows that true love prevails if you smelled like spoiled milk and things still worked out.
Yeah. And now I just smell like spit up. So, you know.
Now you smell like breast milk. It's fine.
Circle. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
what about
milk squirting out of my boobs? So.
Lil, what about you? What? Because I feel like Kate and I are like more same age, but your shows like
we have a generational difference. Yes.
Yeah. What's yours? Yeah.
So I feel like you'll at least know what it is. You definitely didn't watch it, Joss, and I feel like judging from Kate's TV history, probably not either. But first TV show I ever watched on Nickelodeon. I won't say ever, but it's the first memory I have of watching a TV show. And I can even like vividly remember where I was watching it. Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Oh, too scary. Too scary.
And from literally, my dad let me watch Psycho when I was five. So I've Yeah.
Opposite of Kate.
So I'm like, so that's why now I just like literally am like, oh, what do you want to watch? It's not about a murder. Maybe not. But no, I literally was probably four though when I saw Are You Afraid the Dark for the first. Let me Google. When did that come out?
It was definitely in the 90s, I think. So you must have been really little. You were born in 1990.
Wait, that was that like based off
it,
of...
It aired from 1990 books, to 96. Right? No, no, no. That's Goosebumps.
Oh, Goosebumps is what I'm thinking of.
Which I watched that too. But so basically, long story short, I would say at the time, I didn't think it was traumatizing me. Like it was one of my favorite things ever. I recently was on Apple TV. I don't even know what it's called now. It's like Apple TV Plus, Apple TV, whatever.
I don't know.
Scrolled over to it, opened it. And they have like other channels in there that you could subscribe to. So they have like HBO and Stars and stuff. But then there's also like Nick Originals, or it's the equivalent of like what they have on Disney Plus. They have all their oldies and stuff. It's a select few of things, so it's not everything, but all like a lot of the 90s Nickelodeon shows. So did you, Kate, probably not, and Joss, I feel like you.
Well, no, my sister is your age, and by the time she was around, my parents were way more lax. So she was watching like
Rugrats and stuff for sure, but there was like this whole era of like live action, what it was like, Salute Your Shorts, or yes, like Pete and Pete, and they're all kind of like weird. I feel like they'd be strange to watch. Those are probably traumatizing, to be honest. But I go on this old Nickelodeon channel and I do like the free week trial, which I honestly did months ago and probably have not unsubscribed.
Okay, right. So you're paying. Yeah. Nope.
But I scroll over and watch a few episodes of Are You Afraid of the Dark that they had on there. And genuinely watching just like the intro, which it's like at the time I remember it being so creepy and scary. Now it's literally like a swing like moves with the wind and like a door shuts, like nothing actually happens. But the music is so creepy. It gave me chills just watching the intro. Then I kept watching like a few different episodes that sounded kind of familiar. Obviously they're not actually scary and the acting is so, so, so bad. And just everything about it is so bad. But there was this one where it's the plot is like a little girl gets locked in a dollhouse that like the neighbor girl has gone missing, and so they're like in the neighbor's house, and she goes up to the attic, finds this dollhouse, opens some door, ends up in the dollhouse, can't get out, turns into a doll.
Okay,
that's scary. Kind
of terrifying.
So it's a scary concept. If I saw it for the first time now, I'd be like, wow, this is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my entire life. Rewatching it brought back, it literally unlocked these memories that I'm like, it made me physically uncomfortable because it brought back such like, oh my God, like I really don't like it. It is a little creepy looking. The makeup's not great, but oh my God, I feel like there's so many TV shows and stuff that I've kind of forgot about, and even specific episodes that I watch now, and it brings back just all of the feelings that I felt when I first saw it.
Yeah. But did you like, were you able to sleep as a child?
Funny you say that, because we were just talking about the earthquakes, because I slept through the one last night. And
oh, that was a big one. Yeah.
I slept through the Northridge one as well.
Isn't that surprising? Oh, wow.
That's really surprising.
So
yeah.
It doesn't seem like sleep was an issue.
Wow. Yeah, no, I would be so traumatized by that. I remember I saw Harry and the Hendersons. And
wait, is that about a Bigfoot? Is that a big animal? Yes.
I'm still scared of that.
I don't even remember them.
It's like a comedy with John Lithgow or whatever the name is.
Did you ever watch is it Ernest?
Ernest Goes to Camp. Yes.
I'm pretty sure that was another one. It was that. I want to rewatch one of those. Were those like weird and creepy? I feel like my dad had some questionable choices of what he was letting us watch.
Yeah, he was very inappropriate. Wasn't he the one who like tried to imitate like a dwarf, like a
I don't know
little person,
probably,
but he would be like on his, he would like walk around on his knees with like the feet on his, or the shoes on his knees. He made like,
I don't know,
like
I get
there.
I get
a
confused.
Lot of movies though, I feel like he had like specifically I remember Halloween one, like creepier ones, but I feel like they were probably creepy for other reasons.
Don't you guys get confused between him and the Pee-wee franchise? I do.
Kate, that's what I thought you were going to say. It's like, isn't he the one that was jacking off in the movie?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, Pee-wee's problematic as well.
But yeah. Pee-wee was, I think I remember, like, even as a child, watching Pee-wee and being like, yeah, this feels weird. This feels like something I can't connect with. Even as, like, an eight-year-old, I was like, this is strange.
I mean, it's just so, like, drug trippy, right? Like, yes. It's like, I don't know where adults got the idea that kids want to watch super trippy stuff. Like, it's, there's like a disconnect there.
Oh, gosh. Well, I guess I could share mine. And I feel like, Lily, yeah, you probably might not even know. So first off, before I give TV a hard time, I feel like I have to credit TV a lot with, like, what I'm doing now, even though this did not exist when we were children, because shows like Nick News and, like, Kids Incorporated. Did you ever watch Kids Incorporated? Oh, you wouldn't have watched.
It was the boring stuff that I turned off after all that was done.
No, and Kate, you didn't get to watch this because you weren't watching TV. Also, though, my parents
with
only
Linda
let
Ellerbe?
Me... Yes, Linda Ellerbe. Oh, my gosh, it was so awesome. My parents would only let me watch primarily PBS. So I watched a lot of, like, Reading Rainbow and Mr. Rogers, Sesame Street. Like, I could watch that. I was allowed to watch that. That was amazing.
Go back.
But that's cool.
Does Kate know about your obsession with LeVar Burton?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Have I ever told you about that?
That's the Reading Rainbow guy, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's my favorite celebrity. He's my favorite celebrity. And I've tried to reach out to him on multiple occasions.
One of her, you are laughing. She is so serious.
I'm serious.
Is he your, what do they call it when you have, like, your path with your
I don't want to make sweet love to him. I just want him to read, okay. I just want him to read me a book.
Literally, it's just her dream. It's just her dream to meet him. Even that's Dana, really one year, cute, had us all sing Jocelyn Reading Rainbow themed birthday song.
Yeah, I'm very strange.
That's how strong the obsession is.
But I love that. I love that about you. Oh, Joey was actually just trying to sing to me the Reading Rainbow, like, theme song, and I was like, yeah, no, doesn't
I can go twice as high, butterfly in the sky. Yep. Take a look. Yep, I know it. I know it. but my parents were really strict too. Like, we didn't have cable when I was a kid. And also, you and I are the oldest. And I feel like when you're the oldest, I call it, like, the first pancake. Like, they really don't want to mess you up. And then by the time my brother came around, like, 10 years later, they were like, just stay alive. We don't really care what else you do. Like, just survive, you know? So we didn't have cable. I definitely did not have Disney Channel or any of that till I was probably, like, almost in junior high. But when I was in junior high,
TV raised me.
you're so blessed.
No, probably the opposite.
When I was in junior high, I discovered 90210, the original. Okay. And my mom had very strict rules that I was absolutely under no circumstances allowed to watch that because it was scandalous at the time. Right.
Yeah.
Sounds like Kate's discovering Dawson's Creek.
No, yeah. I mean, these teenagers were living in Beverly Hills and doing crazy things at the time. And of course,
oh my God, they were doing such crazy things, right?
It was wild. And so my mom was like, you absolutely cannot watch the show. It's, like, off limits. So I would just wait until she went to bed. And then I would sneak into, like, the living room or something and just watch it, you know? And I still have, like, massive, like, emotional distress over one specific episode. Did you ever watch 90210, the original years?
No.
I've seen, like, the sporadic episodes. Oh, like, I know all the characters, but yeah.
Okay, well, there's a very specific episode that my sister and I discuss very frequently, and it's when Dylan McKay, who was the bad boy on the show, he was always getting into trouble. He was, like, 17 years old and living alone at the Beverly Hills Hotel, just being, like, super edgy, constantly
Wait,
and brooding.
Wait, Dylan is...
Luke Perry.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
R.I.P. Love
Luke
Perry.
I have a Luke Perry story after this. Okay.
Stop. Oh, my gosh, I love him. So, finally, he meets this girl. Her name is Tony with an I, T-O-N-I, which I thought was the coolest name I'd ever heard. And her name was short for Antonia, which I also thought was so cool. Super so cool. He meets this girl and his life changes and he's a changed man. And he decides at age 20. Yeah, they're going to get married at age 21. So they get engaged. And then Tony's dad finds out. And Tony sends out a hitman. Tony's dad sends out a hitman to kill Dylan McKay. But Tony's dad gets confused and accidentally kills his own daughter, a.k.a. the love of Dylan's life.
Are you sure this isn't like The Young and the Restless?
Romeo and Juliet.
It was. And I'll never forget like being so confused by my emotions. I was like 14 or something. And I was sitting in the living room just hysterically crying, being like, Dylan doesn't deserve this. Like, Dylan was a changed guy. I'm still not over it. My sister and I talk about Antonia Marchette. She even had a last name on the show. And Dylan, and it was played by Rebecca Gayhart, which is one of the best curly-haired people on the planet.
Yeah.
And you guys, I'm sweating. My pits are sweating right now. It truly, it introduced me to the reality of life, I guess.
Okay, I have two questions. One, just selfishly, I want to know, did either of you watch Popular?
Oh, no, but I've heard it's really good.
I found out recently is a Ryan Murphy show, and I'm like, that makes a lot of sense. It was much more tame than the stuff now, but, like, it was inappropriate, and somehow I was allowed to watch it because my sister and her friends did. But it got canceled, and the last episode ends with a fucking car accident and sirens, and, like, you never know what happens.
That sucks. It just ends.
So I just wanted to have someone share that, but no.
That sucks.
Next one, when you say that, I think, and neither of you would have watched this either, Degrassi. I mean, Jocelyn, at least you're familiar because you interviewed like every single person that's on more the new season. But back when Drake was on, guys, there's several alarming things that I was watching it like very young. Like it was before I was even like, I would say I was like 11 or 12. There's episodes about this, and me and my friend had asked me and my sister and my mom at one point what something was, and they were like, what are you watching? There's an entire episode on penis pumps.
What?
Literally, they're in like middle school, and I'm like, is that? I'm like, I look at it now and I'm like,
this is a Canadian show, right?
Yes, but it was being syndicated on an American, so it had like aired the season before and now it was finally in America.
But it was like on Nickelodeon or something, right?
So it was
like,
on Noggin.
I feel like penis pumps are a little too adult.
It was on, that's not Nickelodeon.
It was called Noggin, which later turned into The N, which I don't think was associated with Nickelodeon, but The N was like the edgier one. It's like how ABC Family turned into Freeform. There was a penis pump episode. There's an entire episode about a guy getting his boners for the first time. And he's having to hide them through school. And that was what me and my friend went and asked my sister and my mom about because we didn't know what it was. Like the whole episode's about it. And we're like, what's a boner? And they literally start laughing at us. Wouldn't tell us. And they're like, what are you watching? And then my mom like didn't even tell us to stop watching. She just didn't tell us.
She's like, maybe
she didn't tell you what it was. So how did you find out?
I don't know, because at the time it wasn't like, oh, Google. Like I think we asked someone else and they told us. Or maybe my sister came up and then like actually told us later.
Oh my gosh. But
so there's that side of the spectrum. But then similar to yours, randomly, which spoiler alert if anyone's about to go binge Degrassi for the first time, one of the main characters out of nowhere, and I think I'd like stopped watching for a season, I come back. I turn on this episode and they're all at a house party and one of the guys leaves that has literally been in every, it's like season 6. He's been in every episode. Stabbed. Dies.
Stabbed?
Literally, he gets shanked from behind by a random, like, at a party because the guy, like, didn't like
him. But you know that he had a movie deal. Like,
yes, that's exactly. What
it,
exactly.
Literally, if you tweet something like JT on Degrassi, people are still not over it. It was the most, like out of nowhere, just horrible thing ever. And then like Drake got shot. He got put in a wheelchair. It was a very dramatic show. And I don't feel like it felt as traumatizing at the time, but looking back, I'm like,
seems a little much.
I mean, yeah, I was learning about penis pumps at age 11. So
they package all these traumatizing things in like a half hour show, which ends up with commercials only being 22 minutes. And you're just sitting there like, you're totally shell-shocked, man. Well,
Lisa and I always say, we're like, oh my God, same with One Tree Hill. There was always like so many, like there's kidnappings and stalkers and shootings and all this stuff. And it's like, wouldn't you move?
Exactly. It's like Grey's Anatomy. Stop working there. Yeah. Stop working at the hospital.
Literally, it's like there's clearly a curse at hand here.
Okay, wait, though, Kate, what is, I feel like you must have an amazing Luke Perry story.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, it's very odd talking about it, obviously, now that he has passed, so RIP, but it's so weird I'm talking about so many acting stories with you guys, but I guess this is like, we're talking about TV and movies, but I had a part on one episode of Will and Grace.
What?
And I was playing a waitress who actually had just found out she was pregnant, and she was just like over it. And that was like basically my line was to Will, like, I just found out I'm pregnant and I have a lot of phone calls to make. And I just had to deliver it deadpan. Anyway, Luke Perry was also in the episode. He was playing a bird watcher. He was a gay bird watcher. He was someone that Jack was like, you know, oh my God, the elusive gay bird watcher was like the joke. So anyways, we were shooting taping this episode, which when you do sitcoms, it's like a week, essentially. Like you go to every day to rehearsals, you like rehearse, and then you have your taping day. And so I was around Luke every day, whatever. And we like were chatting and a lot, and he ended up asking out on a date.
You oh just my God. The guys on the sets.
Yeah, I know, right? So, oh my God, I'm like crying.
Wait, did you go on a date with Dylan McKay?
I know, right? Like, well, I had, this was when I was also in college. I was a part-time student and I had a boyfriend. My fraternity.
But you had also just learned about TV and an actor asked you out.
I know, my 19-year-old fraternity boyfriend. I was like, damn it, if I did not have, if I was not such a faithful lady, I would totally have gone out with Liz. So I told him, I was like, I'm so flattered, thank you so much, you're really cool. I mean, meanwhile, he was a lot
older
than me,
yeah,
as well, which like could have played into my decision as well. If I had been single, I don't know if I would have gone out.
Had he been like 5 years younger, I would have dumped the boyfriend, you know.
And then I randomly ran into him at the airport. I think it must have been only 5 years ago or so now, because I was with Joey. And it was at one of those, like, you know, newsstand stores. And I just heard, hi, Kate. And I turned around and there was Luke Perry. And I almost feel like I had, like, a magazine or something. That was like, like, I didn't want him to see that I had, like, Hollywood gossip. And then, yeah, I was like, oh, hey, Howard. Like, but he was like, he's super, like, I feel like he's like a very classic, like, actor in the sense that, like, he was just very, like soft spoken, like, really nice, really just sweet. And, you know, I mean, obviously he played this, like, bad boy or whatever. And, you know, I definitely had kind of a melancholic side to him, but he was just, like, a really sweet guy. I remember he would talk to me about his daughter and stuff like that, too. And, it was a really sad when I found out he passed.
Do you know what's crazy is now that you're talking about him, I met him like a year and a half ago. I had a meeting with Luke Perry.
Oh, yeah.
Because he loves trucks. He loves trucks. And he showed up to the meeting, and there was like five of us in the meeting. And I really don't know why I was there, but I was glad.
Wait.
It was into five, wasn't it?
Yes. Okay. I got so excited because I forgot I met him. How did I forget I meet Luke Perry?
Kate's like, what the hell did you have to do with trucks?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I want to know. By the way, having a baby boy, which I did not buy Moot a truck, but his grandma did, and he's obsessed with trucks. So all I do is play with trucks and watch garbage trucks all day now. But anyway, okay.
Yes. Garbage trucks are amazing. So yeah. When we were working at Clever, and you know, Clever was owned by Defy, which is like the larger parent company, we would produce a lot of content like for brands and with brands. And someone at our company got word that Luke Perry loved trucks, and we were trying to like score some deal with Toyota, and he at the time was on the show Riverdale, and he was also like best friends with his TV son, who also loves trucks. So we came up with this whole idea that Luke Perry liked where we were going to make like a docu-series about him and KJ Apa, who played his son on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Them and their trucks, and they're out in the wilderness, and they're at Luke's ranch, and like all this stuff. So Luke Perry liked this like random pitch. Like I literally like, I don't know, made it up in like 5 seconds. And so he came to our office, and it was like me and literally like the president of our company and like a few other people. And then Luke Perry showed up, no representative, totally by himself, no team, just him and his dog. Just him and his dog.
Wow. That was his representative. His
yeah. Manager. He didn't bring a manager or an agent. He was the most down-to-earth person
super,
ever.
Super sweet.
And so genuine. And he's just like, I love this kid that plays my son on the TV show. I feel like he's my real child. We love trucks. We love spending time together. And we came up with this whole pitch and this whole thing. And then the company shut down. So we never got to do it. But he was a very kind, genuine soul.
Yeah.
I agree. I was very sad when he passed away too. He was very young. He was a really young man also.
I know, really young. And I can't remember how old his daughter was when I shot the show, but I know she was like, I almost feel like she was only like 10 or 11 or something when we shot that.
Mm-hmm.
So then now she must be just in her upper teens or something, but yeah, so sad. That she
I feel like literally, Kate, this makes me feel like we could do a whole episode of this show. Just sharing all of your amazing celebrity encounters. Because didn't you play a waitress on Friends too?
No. That was Will and Grace.
Oh, I feel like you were. Were you never on Friends?
No, Friends was not in production when I was allowed to act.
Feels like we would know about that and have like really talked about it at nauseam by now.
Yeah, no, I don't have any connection. My only connection to Friends would be when I was making those weird DIY phone cases where I used silicone to look like frosting on the back of them and they looked like actual cupcakes. Courtney Cox saw I was doing like this like show, you know, a craft show, and she became obsessed with them and wanted me to make a custom one for her daughter.
What?
Which was like very difficult to try to do with like she was like six and her daughter was like, I want like it, I want donuts and I want that. Like she wanted everything on it.
Kate, I feel like you need to do an entire video of you and Joey probably has some weird ones too of just like weirdest job opportunities that you've been presented or actually gone through with. Because I feel like Jocelyn could do that too. And I feel like they always just come up very casually and randomly, like, oh, one time I did this. And I'm like,
yeah, wait, you're a truck expert? Excuse me?
Literally, Jocelyn, I would like someone to go back and count how many times you said trucks in the last.
I don't know. I just love a good Tacoma. You know, what can I say? I love a Tundra.
Jocelyn's like been inside two trucks in her entire life.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, I feel like we could go on and on about this forever, but I think it's time for our last segment. Kate, will you join us for Share Well?
Oh, yeah, please.
Okay, great. Great, great, great.
So long, Share Well. I hate us so much more now.
Okay, so I guess now is the time I should explain what Share Well is.
It's basically like our farewell, but you know, it's overshare, so like Share Well. So, we like to share something that made you feel good,
joy.
Not well, but made you feel well recently. Just share something positive.
Something positive. Yeah, well, I would have to say my reason, as in yesterday, my trip to the RV park.
It looked amazing.
You guys redid the Airstream yourself, right?
Yeah, yeah. So there is, if
of course
you guys, yeah, I mean, of course, Joey, poor guy, I basically like, I don't know how I convinced him to get this Airstream. It was, I had Moon and, you know, you have a baby and you're basically just sort of like homebound / boob bound to a child and they sleep all the time. So I started becoming obsessed with like van life videos on YouTube.
And I was you like, and the rest of the world.
Yeah, I know. We need a van. Which, you know, now with COVID and everything, it has brought on like this new meaning. And so Joey was like, okay, yeah, maybe for like when we go over to people's places and redo them, like this will be good to park it in the driveway. But then upon further research, it's like dangerous to have a kid, you know, a car seat in a van that's like retrofitted with wood and butcher block countertops.
Yeah.
But you get into an accident and there's flying, you know, colanders. So he was like, what's safer to get something that we pull? So that sort of snowballed then into getting an Airstream. They're like kind of like the cutest, like most, you know, retro vibes trailers. Anyway, yes, of course we had to redo it. There is a 3-part series of
it's
us.
So good. It's so cute.
I need to, I've been too deep in my like Jeffrey Epstein wormholes. I need to get to the positive side of YouTube and go watch all of your stuff.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, it's like, I will say it's ultimately been a positive thing, but if you ask Joey, poor guy.
He actually, it's funny because I responded to one of his stories when you guys were on the trip and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. I responded to a few and I don't think he responded. He's probably like, yeah, it better be.
Yeah. Because, you know, there's a lot like stuff that you don't realize. Like there's like a poop pipe.
Yes, I know.
It doesn't seem like a convenient experience.
No, it's definitely not convenient, but boy, is it so cozy and cute in there. And it was like, to be able to go someplace, but feel like we have this little homey pod and it's so cute inside. And we had like, I only bought a couple toys for Moon to play with. So it was like super minimalist. We like cooked on the little tiny stove and oven every night. And, you know, it's just, it was like a really cozy, fun thing. And then to be out in nature, like, I just feel like with all this social distancing happening, like, and being inside all the time,
oh my
like
gosh.
Being able to go out into nature is just so key for like your mood and everything. So it was 100%. Really refreshing to do that.
And also Moon was eating this like piece of bread. I don't know if that was in Malibu or not, but like you posted on your story. It was literally a French baguette, like bigger than him. And he was just like gnawing on it. And I was like, I've never related to something more. Like I want to do the same thing.
Yeah, no, that my mom has gotten into baking. So she baked like fresh baguettes, which yeah, he took the whole thing.
Fresh baguettes.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
My mom is, I mean, hey, when you don't watch TV, you got a lot of time on your hands.
I wouldn't know.
What about you, Lil? What's brought you joy?
There was a Twitter story, which I don't know all the details and I feel like I don't need to really go look into it, but basically, and I feel like Kate, you'll appreciate this, especially in the coming years, because I know I personally identified with it from my childhood. It's a story, I think Ryan Reynolds was the one that retweeted it. I'm sure other celebrities did too, but he offered like a, I think $10,000 reward. Some little kid had lost, I assume it was a little kid. It actually might have been someone that had grown up and it was like their childhood bear. Basically, they lose this bear that has a recording of their mom saying something and their mom had passed away.
Oh.
And they lose the bear. And it was in, I want to say Vancouver. So Ryan Reynolds tweets and he's like, $10,000 reward to whoever finds this bear. It needs to find its home. And they found it.
They did?
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Where
That's
was
amazing.
It?
I don't know. He ended it with like, they've been reunited. Like, thanks, Vancouver. You guys are great or something. But
oh my gosh, this bear, we need to have like a whole kids movie now about this bear's adventure. He definitely.
That would be so cute.
That's a great idea.
Is there not some like that? I feel like there should be.
All that came to mind from the talking like, thing is that Chucky, and that's not for children. That's
all I could
terrifying.
Think of is the Brave Little Toaster, but like, that's not a toy.
Wasn't there that like adult movie with a talking bear, the one like Seth MacFarlane or something?
Ted.
Like,
oh, yeah, that's funny. Ted, that's funny. That's a funny movie. Yeah, not for children either at all.
Oh my gosh. Well, I think that's a huge idea. Melissa, maybe cut it out so we
so no one steals our ideas.
Joss, did you say something?
Oh, yes. Okay, so you guys have two options. One is kind of clothing-based and one is more beauty-based.
Truck-based?
What would you... What is about trucks, okay? Do you guys want to hear about... Who wants to
Please,
hear about trucks?
I can go back and tell Moon if it's about trucks.
Well, let me tell
you. You just need to do like a room sound and it'll be really great.
Yeah, so what do you guys want to hear about? A beauty product or a clothing situation?
I mean, I only wear sweats.
Yeah, sure. Beauty product.
Okay.
All of our faces are now on Zoom. That's all everyone's seeing.
That's true. So I'm going to keep it real with you right now and tell you guys that I have not had a pedicure since the week before my wedding. Okay. Oh. And that was a long time ago, not a year ago, but close. And I just kept thinking like, oh, you know, and like pedicures last for a long time. I feel like at least for me, they don't get messed up very quickly. And so, I don't know. I'm just blaming COVID. That's why I haven't had a pedicure, right?
I haven't had one in far longer than that. I have no excuse.
But, like, my toes were starting to look really trollish. Like, just, like, extra pieces of, like, skin, you know? Just, like, really beautiful. So, Dana, who's our friend, she started... Oh, is that Moon? Does he want to talk about trucks?
He just saw me. He saw me.
Does he want to talk about trucks?
Here we are talking about trucks.
So Dana has this company where she makes foot products. Our friend Dana, who you've met before.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
And she just did this like whole thing, one of those foot peels where you peel off all the skin off your feet. And I tried it. And I kind of forgot that I had done it because it doesn't start peeling for like a week after.
And it's very
whoa.
And so I was like just hanging out one day and I looked at my feet and I was like, what the hell is going on? All of my skin came off. It was so satisfying. I'll actually insert a clip here because, of course, I had to record it.
Oh, my God. Wait, I'm totally fascinated. Why does it take a week?
Like, well, we've done it before. Know. We did it before. It was, it's the baby foot thing. We did it on Beauty Break one time.
That's right.
And Jocelyn forgot about it. Mine, it was like, I think like 5 days has gone by and I was sitting in bed and I went to like itch my leg with my foot and I was like, what's on my foot? And I looked down and it was just like skinning off. Jocelyn went
to
a water park.
And I forgot. That's right. So this is the second time that I've forgotten. The first time I forgot was right when Chris and I started dating and it was my brother-in-law's birthday. So I invited him to come with us to Raging Waters as you do for a 35-year-old's birthday party.
Of course.
And we were
dirty,
standing,
but fun.
We were standing in line and I looked down at my feet and I was like, what is going on? And it was just pieces of skin coming off. So here's the thing though.
It's also not something that it's like you can like peel it off really fast. It's like you can't peel it off before it's all ready. So it's just like it's peeling for a week straight.
But it brought me a lot of joy because I've not had a pedicure in like 9 months. And I feel like my feet look so much happier, so much less trollish. Like, just, like, more, like, of a penguin vibe.
Well,
you know?
Now you didn't have to, like, go and discover that it was molting in public.
Yes, exactly. So that brought me a lot of joy.
What is it called? Because I feel like I need this. Because I have, like, called, gross mom feet.
Oh, my gosh. I'll just send you some. It's called, the brand is called Barefoot Scientist.
Right,
and it's literally, like, foot peel. I think it's at Ulta or, like, Amazon or whatever. But, yes. Oh my gosh, two come in one pack. You and Joey should have a romantic evening of peeling your feet together.
Well, we can start the process and then book it for like 7 days later to peel each other's feet.
Then you guys wake up and look in your bed and there's just skin everywhere.
Yeah, it's kind of gross.
I'm a little worried to do it because Moon now eats like everything. Like he tries to put everything in his mouth. So he's definitely
oh my gosh. Wow. Well, thank you so much for coming on and just
guys, this is the most I've hung out with girlfriends, I think, since I let something out of my he didn't come out of my vagina. I had a C-section. So anyway.
Oh my gosh. Well, I feel so honored. I feel honored.
Let's do it more. We don't have to film it either.
Yeah, I know, really.
I love that idea. Okay, well, for like the three people on the internet who don't know you, because let's face it, the Mr. Kate YouTube channel is huge. You guys are exploding. Where can people find you?
Okay. This is the part I'm worst at. YouTube.com/ Mr. Kate is our YouTube channel. And I am at Mr. Kate, just MRKATE on Instagram, no period. And what else? Twitter's at Mr. Kate.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mr. Kate. She has MrKate.com. You do blog posts of all of her stuff. And then you can buy all of her jewelry and stuff too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I haven't put out a new jewelry collection in so long. But yeah, we've got a little bit of jewelry left. We've got our beauty marks, which you guys know about.
Yeah,
our gold and freckles and everything. We also have like art prints and stuff. So if there's ever art that you see in our videos, you guys can go buy those art prints on our website.
Was your handle for a while MrKate.com?
Yeah. No, it was. Because I couldn't get Mr. Kate on Twitter for the longest time. So,
but
yeah,
you've unified.
But we've unified. We've simplified. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm actually thinking now that you mentioned the beauty marks, I think the last time I saw you in person was when
all over your body. Yes!
Oh my gosh. And you know what? Those beauty marks still live on, like in the seat of my car. I have them everywhere because like they just want to like leave a little love everywhere. And that was so funny. You're such a trooper.
You have some remnants from the back of your thighs on your car. Like, is that what you're saying?
I'm like, hey, you're 8 months pregnant. Want to come over and cover my body in tattoos?
No, I loved it. After you have a child, like it's like everyone told me like, oh, everything's going to change. Like, you're not going to have like any time. I'm like, yeah. But like, it's so right. Like I had so much more time when I was pregnant because I just was pregnant.
I know,
now I actually have a person.
But now you have Moon and he's just cool. Like, I think he's a really cool person.
He is cool. He's cool. Yeah. He's a new little human. It's really cool to watch and see someone just like discovering the world for the first time. And, you know, we've been practicing attachment parenting, which means he's just like with us all the time. So yeah.
What does that mean? Is he like, waiting for you? I feel like we've been talking to you for an hour. Moon is probably like, where's my mother? Well, before you go, we'll leave you with this farewell that we share with everyone. Yes. Are you ready, Lily? 1, 2, 3.
Thank you for sharing.
It works really well over the internet. And when Jocelyn does these creepy, weird eyes.
You know,
oh my God, I loved it. It took me a second to figure out what you were saying.
Basically, yeah, it's your initiation into our cult.
Thank you.
It's growing.
Oh my God.
You know what I did? I definitely shared a lot this time that I've never publicly talked about.
There you go. We trick you into it.
Yeah, it's good.
You have really good stories, though. I want some more. You're welcome literally anytime that you would like to come on this show. Please join us. And you guys, if you are listening to this on podcasts, everywhere the podcasts air, please do us a favor and subscribe. Hit the 5 stars. Leave us a little review. And if you're watching on YouTube, let us know what show ruined your childhood. Yay! Anyways, you guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And we will see you next time.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.